Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Is It Just Me? It's the podcast that examines all the pointless and frankly stupid problems and issues and talking points in all of our lives and finally gives them the serious consideration they've always deserved. I'm Jo Elvin.
And I'm James Williams.
And every week we're joined by a different celebrity guest to debate the really important stuff, you know, like, is it just James who'd rather die than buy a roll of coloured toilet paper?
Hear, hear.
Yeah. And if you've ever worried that it is just you, then it probably isn't. So welcome to Is It Just Me? How are you, my dear James?
I'm ready to get weird, but as usual, yeah. I'm ready to reveal my weirdness.
Oh.
And I know you're very excited by this week's guest, and he was a genuine delight to have him on the show.
I'm a huge fan of Stephen Mulhern. He always makes me giggle uncontrollably when he hosts Britain's Got More Talent. And, well, there's quite an interesting story about the first time Stephen and I met that is coming up in the show today, but we get into all sorts of stuff with the comedian, presenter, actor, magician, really well-known magician. What are we talking about? We're talking about masks.
Talk about being a goody two-shoes, and we talk about, yeah, some very, very nitty-gritty body parts, should we put it that way, Jo?
Yeah, with some bonus leg action.
Yeah, even I didn't see this turn coming. It's and I know we're biased, but it's a lot of fun. Stephen is a lot of fun. So I hope you guys enjoy the episode, and do let us know what you think at isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. Enjoy!
Good time to launch a TV show, though.
Very good time to watch a brand new TV show. Yeah. It is. Do you know what the weird thing is? Is that up until now, I've been going, oh, I wonder when they're going to put the show out. I can't wait for them to see and see the response, this, that, and the other. And you go, actually, it couldn't be better timing to put the show out because, you know, I think I know most words and most answers to most quiz shows at the moment, because they've been repeated so many times.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, but not to this one.
Oh, it's really stressful, your one.
It's really stressful.
Yeah. So did you manage to watch it all, or have you managed to get to see chunks?
I watched it.
The first episode.
Say again, James?
I saw the first episode.
Okay, brilliant. But it's really weird what Joe said there in terms of like, well, I showed it to some of my friends to listen. I know for a fact they'll be honest with me. And one of them said, well, it's brutal, isn't it? And I went, what do you mean it's brutal? I said, I've ever done anything that's brutal. I said, I've tried to push things a certain bit on, like Britain's Got More Talent or on In for a Penny and stuff. So, but he went, no, what I mean, he said, you know, the stealing bit, the halving, the
bank. Yeah.
But the good news is about it, if you can see a positive to it, is that you don't go out your way to do it. You have to do it because that's how it's run. But yeah, you do see, because when they initially told me that they were going to have people from the TV, you know, matching up with a member of the public, I was like, oh, do you really need a celebrity to be part of it? And they went, listen, trust them, play the game, you'll see what we mean. And honestly, I to show one, I was like, okay, I get this now, because you do see, the celebrity isn't just turning up, taking their fee, and oh, what a lovely day it's been. They do actually get put into a position where, yeah, you've got to earn a bit of money here, not only with the questions where sometimes. By the way, the question side of things, they weren't initially going to have multiple choice, but it's the one thing that I did ask for them to do, because I'm not very good at general knowledge, but I can sometimes sort of blag it, really. So if I'm with my family and a question comes up on like the Chase or something like that, and it's a question that I don't know, even Einstein, I don't believe, would know it. Obviously, he would, but you know what I mean.
God help me. That's how my daughter's getting through her physics exams at the moment. So, yeah. Oh. Which is great.
But you know, when you just go, at least you've got a chance.
Yeah, that's what she says. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then you say that, Steve. And I think for anyone that hasn't seen, obviously, Joe and I've seen the episode. We should say it's called.
Yeah, we've kind of like just jumped straight into chatting. We didn't do an intro, but that's all right. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I tell you why. It's because you make it so relaxing.
Well, there you go. You see.
The show is called Rolling In It, and it's a proper old-fashioned, almost, dare I say, a bit nostalgic Saturday night game show, isn't it? That's what it's
the
general
title. The best way to describe it, for those that don't know anything about it, is there was an old machine that's still around now at the end of piers and in old arcades, where you would take a 2p coin, put it into the slot, and it would roll along a conveyor belt.
Can I just tell you how many hours I've lost to those things? I can't help it. If there's one around, I'm there. So just a little bit more, and I'm going to get it all. Yeah.
And if you get it perfectly in the line, then you'll get your 2p times 10 or times 5. So what we did, well, what the TV production company did, was they went, right, we're going to supersize the game. So that's the basic criteria of the game. But we have three contestants drawn with three celebrities. And there's got 15 questions. And whoever's got the most amount of money in their bank at the end of those 15 questions, let's say you've got £74,000 in your bank, you then get 60 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. For every question you get right, you get a win slot. For every question you get wrong, you get a lose slot. You then roll that coin down the conveyor belt. And if you get it in a win slot, you win the £70,000. If you get it in a lose slot, you don't even go away with a goodie bag. You go away with my smile and a wave.
See, but that's just so, that is brutal, isn't it? Because that's not even on your skills. That's just on, literally the roll of the dice.
And also, yes. I think because there are these pitfalls all along the way, and one of them, there's no more brutal word in the English language than bankrupt. And literally, the one minute you've got 15K in your pocket, and the next thing you know, you've got one coin and you're bankrupt. It's all gone.
Yeah, and you literally watch it dwindle down. And
Do you get to run away when someone has just lost £74,000, or do you have to go and like console them?
On this show, it's the first show that I've been part of where I've actually seen pure sorrow. And I've seen sorrow where, on Britain's Got Talent in the live finals, when someone's come second and for a fact they're clapping, but clapping through gritted teeth. Yes. I've seen somebody lose a grand on In For A Penny, but on Catchphrase, they play for charity. This is real people's money in terms of their own money that can give them a year off work or can give them a couple of years of sorting stuff out. And after the first one, when they lost, I genuinely felt sick because it's the first time I've ever been in a position where this is someone I don't know. I've met them over the day and all the contestants have been all right. Sometimes it's the odd one that you go, oh, but they've all been eyes on this. And then when this guy, he lost 42 grand. And I genuinely didn't know what to do because it went to the credits. I said, we'll see you next week. And it was just like, and I could see I think it was, but I won't blow who was with him because it would ruin the show. But you could see he was mortified. And what do you do? Because I can console my friends. I can console my sister if she's upset, or my brothers, or my mum and dad if I needed to. But what do you say to someone that's just blown £42,000 on the roll of a coin?
So at least you've got your health.
It makes...
There you go. Touch wood. It storms it like I hope it does. But there's my out. That should be my out. Not when the credits end. That should be my new catchphrase. It should literally be, well, you've lost the 42 grand. Still, you got your health.
I have issue with, because I've noticed that people like to kiss those coins before they roll them down. So I hope someone washes those. Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, thank goodness we filmed this before the whole coronavirus situation, COVID-19 figures. And also, you do realise we are, because even now, my mum, and I'm sure, you know, I'm hoping it's not just my mum, but when a show goes, this was filmed before COVID-19, blah, 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 this, that and the other. And, you know, my mum still goes, well, she shouldn't be hugging her, should she? And you go... Oh, I'm dreading Saturday night when she's phoning. Go, they're kissing the coin, Stevie. They're kissing the coin.
Do you know what, Stephen? I actually found it quite. It was like almost like a harking back to simpler times when I watched it. I was like, oh look, people where they could stand close to each other and kiss coins. It sounds really weird. But
what has anybody, James? Has anybody hugged you or shook your hand? What about you, Joe? Has anybody, you know, where you've got by mistake and you've just went for it, or have you got to the point now where you know? That's it.
Well, no. Well, I had a birthday lunch the first time I'd seen some friends on Thursday. Not my birthday, someone else's, and we had two Aperol spritzes. And I'm afraid we all got a bit handsy after that. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Yeah.
But this is the hard thing, because also it's still so confusing. Even this far down the line, it's like, I heard a woman only this morning, she said, I can only have 6 guests at my wedding, but the following day, I can do an assembly for 500 pupils. And you go, it's just weird.
It really is.
It is, but...
I don't know what to say there. Everything's weird.
Thank God we've got rolling in it to lift our
spirit. Well, thank you. there's the saviour.
And I wasn't rolling in it on Saturday night.
We've got our health, we hope, and we've got rolling in it. Yeah.
Also, though, Steve, I wanted to go going back to that. I wanted to congratulate you, because you actually, this makes, you know, Jim Bowen's at the end of Bullseye when they'd fucked it up and lost it. And then you go, now let's take a look at what you could have won. You've almost preceded that now in terms of the evilness, I feel like.
Well, you know what? I saw somebody sent me one of my mates sent me a photo the other day of an old like, little two-berth sort of bath, and it was on like the edge of this estate, and it was literally like demolished. And they went, oh, ex-former contestant on Bullseye. It's so true. There is that thing where you just go, and where do you live? Oh, yeah, but you know, 47 stories up. Oh, let's see what you But it's funny that you've reminded me of that kissing the coins, though. That's really making me giggle now in a bad way.
I know, it really was.
I'd stay off Twitter that night if I was you.
Well, do you know what? It is that thing, is it, where I still find it astonishing when, because I don't believe there's any presenter really. I don't know, isn't it the same with journalism where when an item or a story goes out that you've done, do you look on to see what people think? Do you listen to what they say?
Yeah, I do actually. Yeah.
Right. See, I'm with you.
Then I just choose which opinions I agree with.
Well, it's the same. Honestly, I don't believe there's any performer that goes, well, I'm not going to listen to what they say. I'm not going to listen to what they say. And you go, well, but you do. Well, I do. I always have a look. And, you know, and also, it's very easy, I think, for people to go, they don't matter. Well, in a way, they do, because... you know, they've still got an opinion, but mind you,
I think, come on, everybody loves you. I was just saying that everyone will be bitching about the kissing the coins.
Oh, well, if you know, those damn coins. I'm not going to kiss a coin.
You've never seen the show. It just sounds really weird that we've come. It sounds like a really filthy, like...
for luck. No, just for luck, you know.
Kiss it and roll it. And just get it in the slot.
That's what it should have been called. Worse. Kiss it and roll it.
It's going to change the name. Basically, anyone who's listening, you need to check out the show. It'll all make sense, this talk of kissing the coin. Then it starts this Saturday, Stephen.
It's
and
Saturday, on every Saturday,
a few weeks.
On ITV, Yes. But I am nervous about it. I think it's the most nervous I've been about any show, I think, because... just because maybe it's taken a while for it to come on the telly, and also it's just, and I actually watched two of the episodes back just to, and it is, even if I wasn't hosting it, honestly, I'd watch it and go, do you know what, I'd love to have done that. But look, it deserves a shot. Yeah. But who knows?
Well, no one can predict. Honestly, it got me very sweaty a palm, Stephen, I've got to say. I mean, because, sorry, that might sound a bit wrong, but this almost leads on to our first Is It Just Me topic this week. So this is very much in keeping with the theme of Rolling in It. My thing is it just me that doesn't really get gambling? Now, when I say this, this has not come from some holier-than-thou virtual, you know, it's probably one of the only vice I don't have is gambling, but it just doesn't really do it for me. And I remember, one of the gigs of a lifetime when I was a young journalist, they flew me, the record company, when they had money, flew me to Las Vegas to review a Ricky Martin concert when I was like 21. And I was in the heart of gambling, you know, those were the days. Gambling capital of the world. Literally, because it just left me cold. I didn't really get it. But the brilliant thing was, I could just hang around all the tables and they would just serve you free drinks. Because they wanted to get you pissed, you spend more and gamble more. But I'm just not the kind of person that puts money on the Grand National. I mean, are you one of these people?
Do you never have that moment where you go, I bet you can't do it? Do you never do like even a friendly bet where it's that?
I'm not a sour face. I would get involved, but I kind of forget. You know, like some people get really excited. They'll put a bet on the winner of, I don't know, Britain's Got Talent, or they'll put a bet on the winner of Strictly Come Dancing. I mean, I watch those shows, but I would never think to put a bet on, whereas some of my friends
love it. See, I don't mind a bet. Yeah, I would bet on things like the Grand National. I would definitely have a go on that, have a punt on that, 100%. But a friend of mine, he will bet on, if he could, he could bet on when he walks out the door if it rains or not. He would.
See, some people just have that gene, don't they?
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, it's a bit of addiction, isn't it? But the reality is that also on the flip side is that you go, I do think fun bets are good. Fun bets are good. Yeah.
Well, this is what I find fascinating about your show is the fact that, you know, I always feel like I said, it made me very tense. So when they're up, I was astounded the number of times people just take the gamble and bet again, even when they've got a really good...
But this is maybe where the twist on this show is good as well, you see, because the reality is that if you don't have enough money at the end, you're not going through anyway. Got to have it, you've got to go for it. Because if you've got to be a tiny bit clever in terms of after question two, there's still those 13 questions to go. So would you just go for it? See, I know.
I just feel so stressed, even you saying all of that. I really do. And I don't know, the other thing for me with gambling is it has this really glamorous image. Like I was once back in the good old days when people were nice to journalists. I got flown to the Monaco Grand Prix and we spent a night gambling and at the roulette table at like this really fancy, expensive casino. And when you think of casino, you think of Sharon Stone, a gold dress, kissing the dice, not the coin, throwing up the table, boobs everywhere, jackpot, woo, you know. And then, I don't know, I just walked into it and it was really quite dark. It was full of fat geriatric men and lots of ladies of the night. And I don't know, I lost about 60 quid in about 30 seconds and I was done.
Joe, am I not correct in thinking, didn't you lose quite a lot of money for Ronan Keating one time?
Oh God, I wasn't going to mention him, but he, we went out with Ronan.
You better go to number one, did ya?
What?
I'm intrigued. Go on.
He knows that life is a roller coaster, so he's fine with gambling. But he crashed. We didn't crash. Like went out with his PR people, and he came along. He was at a loose end, and we ended up in some casino in Mayfair. And he gave me like £300 of his to bet, which I lost in about 5 minutes. And I was like, Jesus Christ, Ronan, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Like, Joel, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Like, and again, it was just so like, and I was done. It was like sparklers on firework night. It's gone. Gone. You know, and it's like, and I just, it's that too stressful for me.
Yeah, I find this all very stressful.
But definitely gamble with other people's money. So that was fine because I didn't lose anything. Yeah.
But also, you know what? The times that I have been at a casino, do you not find it amazing though? Where do people get the money from? Where they're
don't
just...
No.
Yeah, they just, but it's like 50s, 50s, 50s. You go, wow, your mattress must be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, but there's, like, I don't know, and there's always like that thing with people, I think it's full of people who did once win really big and think that that's going to happen all the time.
Yeah, yeah. What's the film with Robert Redford? Is it Indecent Proposal?
Oh, yes, yeah. Oh, that's
good. Oh, God, I fell asleep in that.
What?
Yeah. Oh, what'd you do?
You need to get on that. Because that is one incredible. It is an amazing film. It's about It's all based
around... The one where he says, oh, can I have your wife for $1 million?
Yeah, it's on a bet. It's a whole new world for kissing a coin.
And other things. Oh, God. Yeah. So, no. Have you ever won anything big, though? I've never had that thrill that ignites the flame.
I've only ever won... I've ever won anything big. No, but I do... I've always said that if I weren't presenting or wasn't lucky enough to get a break on the telly, that I would have entered a talent competition.
Can't you magic up money from somewhere? You're a magician.
Can you imagine if I'd have literally just gone, bang!
There it is.
I tell you what, there's a few people that I wish if I could really do magic, I'd make them disappear. That's a fact.
Oh, who? Who? Oh. Yeah.
That's what the genius twist about this show is that you actually watch celebrities going through the mill with the real people and really pressure. Because has any celebrity thus far felt so bad they volunteered to pay and match the game?
Well, okay, this is funny you say this because I put myself in their shoes because Mark Wright and also Jimmy Carr, they had a rough ride on the show in terms of just being unlucky. And I think the lady that was with Mark was on about $7,500 when she went out. And I did think, is he going to offer anything? And a bit of money. No, but I did think, because if you feel that bad, I don't know if you... See, I've never been in that position, but I genuinely think I would. I really believe I'd go, listen, especially if I rolled the coin and I got the losing stuff, I think I would go, is there anything I can do?
Well, now they're all going to feel under pressure to do that. Good luck booking the next series of celebs.
We just go, what could you offer? What could I offer that would be better than $7,500? I don't think there's a lot.
Not much, I'm afraid.
No, no.
I'm going to give that some thought. I'll get back to you.
Maybe a
bespoke magic show. You could be, it could be like the old days of sitcoms. You could be someone's butler for a week or something like that.
Butler, there you go. Yeah. If that's what does it, I wouldn't pay $7,500 for me to do it, but... But it is nice, though. I know you said this at the start. It is nice, though, having something new to look forward to.
Is it just me that needs to learn to smile with my eyes in the age of the face mask? I mean, have you not? I've found I've been doing so many useless friendly greetings to people and then realizing they can't see what's going on with my face. It's covered. It's covered.
Well, it's not just you. It is not just you. Because I was shown a photo the other day and I must have been focusing on something because I looked the most miserable person in the world to the point where I thought, what was I doing there? Because I looked.
But how do you make your eyes kind of upturn? It's really weird.
Well, let's do it. Let's try it. Let's try it. Look, we can all see each other. Let's try it.
Just look mental when I do that.
Well, this is a good game. Let me try. Okay, here we go. Am I smiling with my... I will not move my lips.
Not really, no. No, you just look a bit pervy. Like, you're going to molest somebody. Yeah.
Well, this is my issue. If you overcompensate, you are just going to look like a lunatic, aren't you?
And also, just smiling all day is quite intense. But smiling with a mask on, right, I'm going to try that. Go on, Joe, you're trying. Joe's trying. Look, there you go. See, that's... We're going to finish this. Apart from being a good laugh, we're going to actually end this chat with a complex. Because
I'm going to end up with serious crow's feet just from trying to really make the eyes crinkle up all the time. But if you really want to look mental, wear a mask with sunglasses. I look like the Invisible Man when I do that.
Oh, it might look like your helmet.
I've realised that a mask and sunglasses is not a good look.
I don't care. No. I'm doing it.
No, because I would imagine if I put on sunglasses with a mask, someone may say to me, what happened?
Yeah, you do. You look like something awful. You've been through some awful experience, but I don't know. I like sunglasses. I can't give up sunglasses as well as everything else in this year. I can't.
How about you? You've given me my get out. At least we've got our health. We've won the game with the gambling. Put the mask on, put the glass on, went. I put it all on red.
It's all I've got.
But then, I only heard this the other day. This hadn't even occurred to me, but apparently now they're talking about there's going to be this thing called maskne. Have you heard about this? Apparently people are going to start getting lots of spots and flare-ups on their skin because of wearing masks.
Oh, come on.
I do this television show on Mail Plus, and somebody made me discuss mask fluencers the other day on this Mail Plus show. That's the worst word I've ever heard. An influencer who's influencing you by wearing a mask fluencer. Fuck off.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Do you know what? Enough now. Enough. Yeah. Do you know what? I think this could be a show in ourselves. When we can all meet up properly and actually have a proper get-together, we should do just an hour with us just talking about this nonsense. Because the reality is, it is a joke, isn't it? I think also that's given me a lot of time over this period of just going, what a lot of nonsense people do. That actually you go, really? Like, for example, I'll give you a couple of quick examples. Normally, obviously, selfies, you go, if somebody says, you know, if somebody kindly says, can I have a selfie? Chances are, for whatever reason, that moment, they seem incapable of using their phone.
Yes. Well,
try and do that with social distancing. It's like a challenge. And then you go, well, I can't touch them. If you just turn around, that's press the button. The one that's the button, and your palms will just go, do you know what? Just give us a hug. It's fine. Just take a photo. It's like, really?
I see Stephen Mulhern in a hospital ward because he's too nice.
I even had someone, I'm not very good with toilet humour, right? But I had someone the other day, I was literally about to go into the toilet, and he went to me, he went, hello, mate. I went, oh, good to see, how's it going? He said, yeah, really good. He said, where are you off to? I said, well, just going to pump into it. Yeah, no worries, I'll wait.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Do you know what? It was the quickest I've ever been to the toilet. In fact, part of me just went, do you know what? I'm just going to leave the toilet. I'm just going to go out.
Oh, Stephen, I do hope it was a number one. That could have been just really, really uncomfortable for you. Sorry, I'm actually really great with toilet humour. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, no. The thing is, I don't mind toilet humour. It's just I can never really get away with it. It's but that just made me laugh because I was like, oh wow, that's.
Do you know? We can cut this out if you want. We can totally cut this out. But the first time I met you, do you know what the first thing you said to me was? Because we just seen Dawn French.
Go on.
You said, do you know, the first time I met Dawn French, she said to me, I hear you've got a lovely penis. And I didn't really know what to say to that.
No, I do remember this because I was mortified. I'll tell you why. Because I was mortified and I had to tell someone. And the way it came about was Dawn French came on the show and she went, oh, I've been doing some research on you, lovely boy. And I went, oh, right, thinking she's going to say, you know, oh, you used to do magic, you used to do this, blah, blah, blah.
Variety, yada, yada. Yeah.
And she went, I, her words were something like, I hear you've got a really big dick. And I don't know how do you answer that? So when I saw you,
well, I guess you say yes.
I rephrased it because I wanted to see what your response would be. But yeah, it was the whole thing. And then it just got, it was like a snowball. It just got worse and bigger and bigger. And then
I think I was so speechless. I just showed you a picture that someone had sent me of Susan Boyle holding me up a message. That's where, anyway, look at this.
Honestly, you know,
It was just like a meeting of awkwardness. It was great.
You know, what's the worst thing you could say to someone? Exactly. What's the worst? If you could think about it, you'd go, oh, no, you'd never do that. But I remember talking to our mutual friend, Max, and myself and Max spoke about it. And you know, when you go, oh, no, could you maybe say something for me? Could you maybe just apologize? But honestly, I was as shocked as you. But at least I passed it on. I gave the gift of the Dawn French. to you, Jo.
I've got to be honest with you, Stephen. It means I'll never forget you.
By the sound of it, I still want to know how she knew. Or knows. Or does she?
Who's her source? No, but I do get, I with you on this, Steve, sometimes I feel when somebody says something so shocking to you, you almost need to like vent and cleanse yourself by passing it on and paying it forward to somebody else.
Well, yeah, or the other thing is that if I hadn't seen you, I'd have most probably found, you know, another person that I would go, I just need to release it, or phone a friend and go, look, can you, but you know, when you go, you're not going to believe what's just happened.
Unbelievable. I've always wanted to say that to you.
See, that should be one of your lives. You're never going to believe what just happened. And then give us an example. Yeah, it's. But that was mad. I then found out, by the way, just to close this off, just so people don't think I've gone nuts, but she apparently saw it on Wikipedia, and somebody can change your Wikipedia file. Even that person who did that, you've got something wrong with you.
Well, I'm looking at you with my intense, unmasked eyes.
Yeah.
As the very culprit.
Stephen,
yeah.
How much do you pay that person to do that for your Wikipedia?
Yeah. Page?
Well, do you know something? Funny enough, I've got to speak to my dad after this.
Is it Putin? It was Putin, right? Yeah. Right. Let's move on. I think
we're very much off the topic of masks, but anyway.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is it just me that didn't realise I was such a goody two-shoes until this whole global pandemic kicked off? And I say this because now that we've come out of, you know, lockdown and things relaxing a bit, I'm genuinely like, you know, I'm wearing my mask. I'm not the person that's now going up and making citizens' arrests on people that aren't wearing them. But I'm genuinely quite shocked when I see people just walking into the supermarket without a mask on. I'm a bit like, you know, I'm openly gasping under my mask. And I think, and a few of my friends said to me, like, yeah, but you are. You're really, you know, if you're told to do something, you'll do it, or you'll feel bad for not doing it. And I didn't realise I was that person.
No, do you know something? I genuinely believe that you actually, that shows that you care. Because I think if you genuinely, you know, especially at this moment, go, it doesn't matter, oh, come on, get over it. You go, are you for real? No, I think you're not a goody two-shoes. I think it shows that you're a very good person. Really, I do. And yes, you should. That's a good thing. Because, look, let's hope there does come a point where we don't have to wear them. But look, I tell you what it's taught me, you know. One, friendship, genuinely, without getting all a bit, you know, emotional, all that malarkey, but friendship, family, work, do you know something? It's a massive bonus. And I know we've all got to do it to survive. I get it, but it's not, it used to always be at the top. Work, you've got to do this, and whether it's the right thing or the wrong thing to say, it's not now. You know, this is a dream. I don't know why, you know, these are time that I'll do it all day long, because this is lovely. This isn't like a work. This is lovely. This is just like a chat without a good laugh. Forget the show.
I know. We just need some wine.
So, and you know, there you go. Get the nibbles out.
Yeah.
What a treat. But yeah. So that's what I mean. I think it's shown people what really matters.
I agree. And I just, I'm one of those boring people who just thinks that if everyone just did what they were supposed to do, like to the point, like wait till the green man, wait for the red light to turn green. I just everyone just do what they're supposed to. And then everything, and then there's no point, there's no aggro.
But it's, I think it's also funny because, you know, like I said, I didn't realize. And now I've had things pointed out to me because, you know, I ride a bike, but I'm one of those rare cyclists that stops at red lights. You know, lots of cyclists just don't think they apply to cycle straight through. You know, I will stop at a red light and get very exasperated, but I still stop. So I guess it's just been more like, oh, I didn't realize I was such a, not square. I think maybe just being a responsible adult, maybe, which is words I never thought I'd say about myself.
But okay, if this makes you feel a tiny bit better, and if anyone's gonna go, oh, he's such an idiot, look, I'm just gonna tell you this, right? And it sounds even more pathetic as I'm gonna say it, but let me tell you what I mean. There is a reason to it. When I went shopping at the local B&Q, right, near me, and normally I would just get the shopping out, put it in the car and shoot off. Right,
and celebrities are just like us.
Well, come off it, you know. But no, but why? I thought, you know what? I'm going to bring the trolley back, because if I don't, someone's going to have to. So brought a trolley back. And afterwards, I thought, you know, I'd never normally do that. And it's stupid, silly things that you go, actually, like Joe mentioned about, just do what you're meant to do, and we'll all be all right.
Do you know that? In Australia, some academic has just said that's the new psychopath test. People who put the trolleys back or people who don't. So you've passed.
It's a win. Is that, are you
for a lovely note to end on? Yeah.
I'm not a psychopath.
Yeah, that could be the, you know, sort of a bye everyone. You've all got your health, and I'm not a psychopath. It's good just night. I enjoy watching people for 75 grand.
Yes. I can't believe that I just flashed my legs to you.
Oh, well, that's, you know, you wouldn't show me a radiator. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, look, there's a radiator. I tell you, look, you know, you just slightly...
Oh, you've got a cover like a posho. Right, got you.
No, yeah. I don't.
It looks like it's got a cover. Oh, okay.
Oh, but I do have my shorts on.
Oh, my. You really do.
I'm serious.
There's a lot of leg on display. You'll be on the male sidebar of shame tomorrow with your leggy displays.
Well, they're not the best legs in the world, Joe.
They're not bad. They're not bad. Although, as we know, Dawn French likes other bits. But yeah. No, I'm going to get sued.
The old Frenchy. Yeah. What she likes.
Stephen Mulhern, it has been such a joy to have you on Is It Just Me? You're the white whale. Do you know how long we've been trying to get you on this?
Well, do you know what? Now we've done it once, you know what's going to happen. Yeah, you do. Honestly, Joe James, thank you so, so much. I've loved it. Loved it.
Everybody watch Rolling In It on Saturday night, 6:25 ITV.
Prepare to sweat. Prepare to sweat, everyone.
Yeah. And kiss those coins.
Wow, that took a few unexpected twists and turns, didn't it, James?
It certainly did.
Do you know what? I love Stephen Mulhern, and I knew he'd be fun, but I didn't think he'd be, he's even surpassed my expectations. So thank you, Stephen, for finally joining us on Is It Just Me? And thank you for joining us. This was another episode of Is It Just Me? Hosted by me, Joe Elvin, and James Williams. Thanks, as always, to producer Joel Grove. The music is by Martin Oswick. And if there's an issue that has you wondering if it's just you, then tell us all about it at isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. And we could discuss it on a future episode of the show. Please do like and subscribe and leave us a review at any of the places on iTunes. Where else, James?
Wherever you listen to your podcast, basically.
People. Yay. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.